My guest at this time is former Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf. He served in the House for more than three decades and was well known during that time as one of the greatest champions of human rights on Capitol Hill. Mr. Wolf is now a distinguished senior fellow at the 21st Century Wilberforce Initiative. He joins us now to react to news that the United States will now administer aid to Iraqi Christians and Yazidis devastated by ISIS directly through the U.S. Agency for International Development, and no longer make that money given through the United Nations. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you. Thank you very much.
Well, here is a quick snippet from the Vice President's speech, Mike Pence, on Wednesday, announcing this change in policy.
Our fellow Christians and all who are persecuted in the Middle East should not have to rely on multinational institutions when America can help them directly. And tonight, it is my privilege to announce that President Trump has ordered the State Department to stop funding ineffective relief efforts at the United Nations. And from this day forward, America will provide support directly to persecuted communities through USAID.
Congressman, what's your reaction to this decision?
Very positive. It's a very good decision that the administration and President Trump and Vice President Pence have made. When I was there 2 months ago in northern Iraq, many of the Christian communities say they were afraid to go in some of the UN-run camps, although the UN has done some good things. They were afraid for a lot of reasons. Secondly, the aid was not getting to the Christian communities, and many of the Christian communities and the Yazidi communities wanted to return to where they were from. Their towns had been liberated, and they were not getting any assistance through the UN. So I think the administration is doing a very positive thing. This may very well save Christianity in the cradle of Christendom. As you know, more biblical activity took place in Iraq than any other country of the world other than Israel. Abraham lived in Iraq, which is modern-day Nasiriyah. Daniel lived there, is buried there. Ezekiel is buried there. Actually, ISIS blew up Jonah's tomb about 3.5 years ago. So there's a strong Christian presence, and yet they've seen the Christian community drop to 1.5 million in 2003 down to roughly 250,000. So I think this is a very positive thing what the administration is doing.
Mr. Wolf, when you say that the aid wasn't getting to the people, is that a result of the UN being corrupt, having high overhead, just not being good at it, wrong priorities? What's the answer here?
Many of the Christian community were afraid to go into the UN-run camps because in the tent next to them or across the way may be a family whose son or nephew had gone and was fighting with ISIS. They were really afraid. So many, when the Christians would leave, they would not go into the UN-run camps. They would go into old apartments, old houses in Erbil or places like that, or they would go into Turkey, or they were going to different countries on the border, but they would not go. They were fundamentally afraid because they never knew, if I go in, is this a family who has a loved one that will come and kill me later on? In fact, many of the Christians we talked to at one time when we were there 2 years ago, their homes have been taken over in Mosul. And the people who took over their homes were Sunni Muslim who would call them on the phone and say, I can't work the stove or I can't work the furnace or what do I do? And they were afraid to go back. They were afraid to be. So it isn't that the UN hasn't done some good things. They have, but it was not aiding the Christian community and frankly not aiding the Yazidi community. As of a couple months ago, there were 3,000 Yazidi girls who were still being held as slaves by ISIS, and they wanted the opportunity to return to Sinjar City. We were there. Sinjar City is empty. They've been afraid to return. So while the UN has done some good things, the assistance was not getting to the Christian communities, and it was not getting to the Yazidis. And so I think what Vice President Pence announced will basically, I think, be a positive thing. That doesn't mean that the UN has not done some good things. But none of our support was really getting to the Christian communities. And many of them wanted to return home to their villages and were not getting the assistance to do that now that ISIS has been pretty much defeated. So I think it's a good – I think the policy will be a very, very positive one.
How do you expect us to see that tangibly? How will it help them move back to where they are, get their lives put back together as best as possible? How will we see the fruits of this policy shift?
Well, you're already seeing some of it. When we were there for eight days in August. When we were on the road, we were in Mosul, Bartola, Kirkuk, Erbil, Duhok, and all. You can see the Toyota trucks kind of loaded with furniture moving back. They want to return home. They love their country. They got a deep, deep Christian faith. I mean, the history there, as it goes back, you know, over 2,000 years. They were concerned about security, but they were also concerned that they were seeing the money funded to different groups, but not to them, that they couldn't rebuild their water treatment plant, couldn't build the electrical grid, couldn't restore some of their communal property. And so I think we were seeing it, and with this, I think you're going to see greater. The two issues were security and assistance to help them to return, and I think this will help on both of those cases.
We're talking with former Congressman Frank Wolf, now with the 21st Century Wilberforce Initiative. And, sir, what is the impact right now of ISIS being rooted out of much of Iraq, and how long do you think it'll take for – I'm sure normal is almost fully elusive at this point, but for some semblance of normal to return.
Well, you're right. ISIS has pretty much been defeated, except for some small pockets, and there are some cells. But like in Mosul, I doubt that any Christians will return to Mosul. I mean, there may be one or two families that go back. Mosul, the biblical history in Mosul is unbelievable. I mean, it's where Jonah's tomb was and many other historical things. I think they're going to be afraid to go back, but they will go back to Bartella, Kirkuk, some of these other towns. So, I think the impact will be positive, but the problem that you're now having is that's not being covered by the media very, very much. You're now seeing militia, Shia, Iranian-backed a militia, some are called Hashdashabi. I had never even heard of the phrase before I went out there in August. The Hashdashabi are Iranian-backed, sometimes paid for by the Iranian government, Shia militia who are now filling in the gaps. We went through checkpoints where there were Shia militia who had taken over from the others. The Iranians want to create what they call a land crescent or a land bridge. So you'll be able to drive from Tehran in Iran through Iraq, through Syria, to a port on the Mediterranean, whereby they will then be able to aid terrorist groups, put in missiles, put in guns and weapons. So at the time you're seeing ISIS defeated, you're also seeing the rise of the Shia militia, some controlled by the Iraqi government, but a large number controlled by the Iranian government. So you were right when you expressed some good things happening. ISIS has been defeated, will be rooted out. But the concern is you're seeing the rise of some of these Shia militia that are going to be threatening to the citizens that want to go back. Frankly, my own personal sense is we are going to need a base out in that region, and I think to have a NATO base with American military, French military, British military, German military, there is training and being there as a presence. But you do not want to allow Iran to have a land bridge where you can basically get in a van in downtown Tehran with weapons and fighters and missiles and combatants and materials and drive casually to the Mediterranean. I mean, they can invade Hezbollah, can aid other terrorist groups. So there are some problems, as you see in ISIS defeated. There are some potential problems out there, particularly with regard to the militia.
Congressman, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your advocacy and for your time with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir. Bye now.
Former Virginia Republican Congressman Frank Wolf. Now he is a distinguished senior fellow at the 21st Century Wilberforce Initiative. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.